Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Finally, what are you singing today? Now that the whistle-stopping campaign songs are all put away, and I'll drink to that. Thanks so much. But are you rocking in the free world today? Are you looking for changes? Are you whistling the soundtrack of a horror movie? Well, if you haven't picked out a post-election playlist yet, we've been asking you to do that. John Schaefer is here with some suggestions. Schaefer is host of WNYC's Soundcheck. He joins us in the studio. John, moments like these are moments for music.
They certainly can be. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of Obama supporters out there who have a certain song running through their minds.
Bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I come through. I need to go on, 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 on. We are the champions, my friend.
At what point in the first term would you say kicked in the face?
The sand started getting kicked pretty early in the first term. I actually think that Obama had his We Are the Champions moment 4 years ago.
Exactly. I think so, too.
But, you know, he has just won politics version of the Super Bowl again. So, you know.
Well, increasingly in the United States, you can't win the first term. You've got to win the second term. I mean, it really all comes down to the second term because a one-off presidency, you're utterly discredited. I mean, George H.W. Bush, there are really no songs for him. Jimmy Carter doesn't get a lot of songs played for him. All right, so to help channel the emotions here, what else would you suggest?
Well, you know, the Queen song, We Are the Champions, is pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about a guy who went through a long and bruising campaign and who has found himself back in the saddle.
Now, you really think Obama is this metal? He's two metal tunes here.
What I wanted here was I just thought, you know, this is a guy who in the last campaign did the little shoulder flick, the little Jay-Z
move.
That's true.
Yeah.
I thought this is a guy who needs a song with a little swagger, a little braggadocio, and they don't brag any harder or longer than Aerosmith.
And Aerosmith definitely helps you appeal to the older white guys in the audience, yes?
I would think so.
It's all about thinking about the next 4 years, and the Republicans definitely have to do that. How would you help them through with a tune, John Schaefer?
Well, you know, I think you want something that's kind of anthemic and defiant.
You think you got the best in me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Maybe you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little.
I'd love to hear Mitt Romney auto-tune Kelly Clarkson. That would be good.
Kelly Clarkson's Stronger just seems to me to be the kind of song that Republicans today could use. You know, the sentiment seems right. But
she's had some challenges, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, in a funny kind of way, as I think about songs for the disappointed lot of Romney supporters today, I keep coming back to something that a lot of disappointed and angry Democrats might have been singing to themselves back after the 2004 election.
So this has got to be the Tea Party song, right? This is what they're saying to the GOP establishment.
I mean, this, you know, the Who's Won't Get Fooled Again. The whole song is about change is going to come. We knew it all along. And then 7 minutes later when the song ends, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I think any party that's on the losing end of a second term election has that kind of feeling. And, here we go again.
And there's a little CSI in there, so I guess they do have some forensics to do in the GOP to figure out how to prevent this from happening again. So would you choose a theme for the next 4 years to unite us?
You know, I would and I will, and it's a little more obscure than some of the other things we've been listening to. There's a Brooklyn band called The Hold Steady, and they have a song called Constructive Summer. Now, work with me on this one, John.
Let's
say that Obama's 8-year term has just gone through a bit of a winter into spring and is now coming into its summer before the inevitable autumn as he becomes a lame duck president.
I'm familiar with the calendar.
Okay. So this song is all about a bunch of young adults facing a summer of no job, no prospects. What are they going to do? They're going to band together. We can all be something bigger, says one line. We're going to build something this summer.
We're going to build something this summer. We're going to build something this summer. Grant us all the power to drink on top of water towers. With love and trust that shows all summer. Let this be my annual reminder that we could all be something bigger.
Constructive summer, assuming we can get past the fiscal cliff this winter.
Yeah. So the band's The Hold Steady, and the song is Constructive Summer. And to me, you know, this is what we need to do, is to come together in the face of difficulty and build something, get something done.
Thank you, John Schaefer.
Thank you, John.
John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck. See you in 4 years. No, sooner than that.